Hello, hello, hello. Oh, all right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Lowly Days. Beautiful, overcast Friday in March, and we're very excited to be here today with you. I'm here in the studio with the one and only Lady Di.
What?
There's a whole audience
in here with us. I don't know, I think, just kind of leaning into what Mata said, today is Friday. I guess because I say the date in my intro, so I'm going to just say it also, because that's what I say. I'm so used to it. Today's Friday, Friday, March 9th.
Oh my god, dude.
And this is Lowly Days. We're your hosts. This is a really nice tune in the background. What are you playing in the background?
This tune that we have going in the background is a little ditty called Smooth Operator by Sade. Spelled Sade, but let me tell you, it is pronounced Sade. You don't want to be caught up in a whirlwind of mispronouncing her name around people that know how to pronounce her name, because they will attack you. I know this because I attacked an 18-year-old for mispronouncing her name at my job a couple months ago.
How's it spelled? I've never gotten the chance to actually read.
Just S-A-D-E.
Oh, Sade. Oh, okay. I thought you said Sane. S-A-N-E. And I'm like, damn, the artist is cool. Like, they, regardless of the spelling of the word, they just tell you, no, this is how it's supposed to sound. Regardless of, you know, if you know how to read or not.
That's good.
Fun fact.
And it's almost like it would have been like kind of like a almost like ironic isn't the right word, but like, you know, sane, like, are you really sane?
Yeah.
Because it's pronounced Sade. Like, are you fucking twisted?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, totally.
So I think it would have been cool if it's actually sane. But, you know, I respect this artist enough to actually go with their wishes. Sane.
Yeah.
And Sade, if
yes, Sade, if you're out there, just know you're missing out on something scary right now. You're really, what is it? You're dodging a bullet. You're dodging a bullet at the will of Lady Di.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just be grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word, for dodge.
Because no one ever wants to go through that.
Nobody ever wants to go through dodging a bullet. Or the wrath of
All right, well, we have a lovely show between us two. Unfortunately, Captain Crawdaddy, who is usually in the studio with us, will be joining us. I don't know why, but I guess he's busy doing something else that's better for his well-being. So you know, it's fine. You're just going to party with us, which is, you know, the original crew, the best anyway.
Yeah, right? We're fun and interesting, too. We know things about other things and... Captain Crawdaddy, he doesn't even really, like, know anything, to be totally honest, like, at all, so, like,
so, it's as if, it's like any show, it's like, it's gonna be only a, so actually nothing's different, if he's actually here with us right now.
He just doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Alright. Because he's in a mood. No, I'm just kidding, he's not here. Not here.
He was never here.
He was never here to begin with.
It was always us. And our personalities just are too much that they kind of manifested another human being.
Yeah.
And that is Captain Crawdaddy.
How funny is that? That if our personalities were to become sentient,
the sticker blocking. Sorry, we have some technical difficulties. Okay, there we
go. Sorry, that's me trying to hide from the government. How funny is it to think that, like, our combined sentient personalities would create Ricky?
I'm not, that actually kind of makes me feel bad about myself. I don't want that. That's not
me. Ricky, if you're listening, you just got roasted. It's okay.
Roast.
Okay, well, International Women's Day was yesterday.
Oh, I thought it was still today.
Is it?
It's not. It's not a two for one.
People have. It's not a two for. It should be just like an everyday. every day, but people have been posting about it. I've seen people posting about it today too. It confused me as well. I'm not good at these things. Mm-hmm. I have something mm-hmm. that I wanted to say on behalf of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, yesterday was International Women's Day, and much like last year, my social media feeds were abundant with feminine praise. Harrowing stories of feminine survival and, of course, feminine support from a male perspective. While I appreciate that feminist issues are finally being addressed by a growing male population, something that I've noticed in the last 2 years specifically is a spike in verbal and cyber advocacy for the feminist movement amongst young men that are notorious amongst women for sexist behavior in their day-to-day lives. Such behavior ranges in severity from casual sexism in jokes and conversation to traumatizing sexism in harassment and assault. And while some like to step forward in defense of their girls that have been beaten and raped, little want to respect the very real gateway sexism that leads to these things happening. Even more so do most men reject that they might be harboring some internalized sexism of their own. I would like to say with confidence that if you have a penis and if you are over the age of 5 years old, there is a strong chance you're clinging to some sexist ideas, despite the amount of effort you put into showing the world you're not like every other guy. You might recognize it in the way you assume women are prone to hysteria. You might recognize it in the way you assume women are catty. You might recognize it in the way you justify use of the terms whore and thought, even when you promise it has nothing to do with a woman's promiscuity. You might recognize it in the way you're quicker to shut women down for bold ideas. You might recognize it in the way you take ownership of a woman's physical appearance. You might recognize it in the way you use the term witch hunt to describe what you consider to be an unfair male experience. And you might even recognize it in the amount you use the term feminazi. You might recognize it in a lot of behavior that you have, if you made the effort to do so. But unfortunately, in the progressive male community, quote-unquote progressive male community, the women's movement is largely nothing more than a barrier they can use to separate themselves from the other men in this world that are being, quote-unquote, hunted. So for the uninformed ears that might be listening right now, I have to tell you that that sort of tactic not only defeats the point of feminist activism, it also fertilizes the lawn on which the weeds of misogyny grow by creating an all-encompassing excuse for self-forgiving sexist behavior. During Lowly Days today, we'd like to get something straight. This movement is for gender equality. It is not for praising the men in this world that treat women a little less shitty than other men. It is not for the quote-unquote nice guys to finally get a chance, and it is definitely not for any man to define or validate. With all this being said, Lowly Days would like to announce Girl Party 3, an event open to all genders. That celebrates femininity in all genders and seeks to protect all genders from the toxic masculinity that poisons this world. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we have a show coming up.
That's what we'll be just building up.
Yeah, that was all. I just had a lot to get off my chest.
When did you write that? Last year?
No, I wrote it before you got like here? An hour ago or something. Yeah. Oh, okay. I just wrote it in notes on my phone. Why?
No. It's just because you referenced the year ago posts, and I'm like, damn, did she make this a year ago?
Dude, yeah, I made this a year ago predicting that we would be here now doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. That's good. It was, for most of you who don't know, Mata has a very great, Meat Bunny has a very great vocabulary. She's very articulate in her speech and stuff. Something that I am working on. So it's very soothing whenever I hear a rant, or not even, well, when I hear a speech from Mata Bond, because it's like reading a book.
Shut up, stop. That's really nice.
So I want to ask you, well, I'm just going to tell you now.
Yeah.
It actually has anything to do with what we just talked about. I'm just kind of asking you, this is me asking you for a favor.
Okay,
I need to write, for my dungeon job.
Totally.
I'm not going to fill you in for people who don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, because this is just a casual question. Can you help me write my bio?
Yes, totally. 100%. I would love to do that. That would be super fun.
Because it's so hard. Because I mean, I could write sick-ass emails. You know, I'm very, like, email savvy. But when it comes to, I fucking hate bios. Because it's like, how am I supposed to describe myself all in, like, a 240 character status, or like, I don't, it's just difficult. I can't, I can't. So anyway, I wanted to ask if you could help me.
Yes, I super got you.
Because all the girls, all the other people, they have really amazing bios, and mine just sounds like fucking the driest piece of chicken you've ever.
Nobody likes a dry piece of chicken.
Nobody, especially them. But, okay, anyway, back to what we're talking about. Tell us more about Girl Party.
Okay, so Girl Party is basically an event that we've been doing over for a while. It's just like, you know, it's like any other show. Mm-hmm. We're going to have four bands, four really, really amazing bands, which is Waterloo, Sabrina is not in this chat, Playboy Man Baby, and Celeste XXX. They're all great. Basically, the point is to sort of, like, create an event and hopefully continue doing these events where you can go to them and, like, be sort of, like, feel safe knowing that there's actually going to be people there, like, looking out for, like, invasive, you know, behavior, harassment, or anything like that, as opposed to, like, kind of being stuck dealing with things like that on your own, because as a woman... and you being a woman and, like, all the women that are paying attention to this, I think all of us know it's nearly impossible to go anywhere public without terrible things like harassment happening, especially in the setting of, like, a show, you know, or, yes, like, a concert. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's just, like, shit's definitely always going down. So we're going to do our best to make sure shit like that doesn't happen here. But, yeah, so, yeah, I was thinking that we could play some songs by the bands that are,
yes, because I've heard a couple of bands on our playlist, on our set list for that show, but I haven't heard of Sabrina yet, but I want to hear some of their songs. But I'm going to chime in onto, like, you know, like, a safe place for, like, women to just enjoy shows. It reminds me of the shows that Bikini Kill used to put on in Seattle when they just started. They would have they'd have a show. And what they would do is that they would, like, only exclusively, like, have women in the front, or girls in the front, women, girls of all ages, all in the front. And they wouldn't let any guys, like, mosh.
Yeah.
They were just like, no, like, we'll kick you out. Like, no. Like, women in the front, you guys have fun. Everyone else could just fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, it's... And then she, Kathleen Hanna, would, like, kick out guys. Like, no, fuck you. You cannot take a picture of my ass. Like,
yeah.
I didn't give you the permission to.
Yeah.
And then...
That's so fucking rad.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So if anyone fucking gives anyone shit, any woman out there in the party shit, we'll kick him out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
With our boots.
We'll
physically.
And then we'll shun you. Yeah, we'll shun you.
Yeah.
And then just get out.
Yeah, we'll just, like, create, like, a force field around us of, like, just, like, awkward, like, everybody hates you.
Stop and
just,
the music.
Like, phase we'll just... you out. Yeah. And everybody will just look at you like, oh, you want some of this? You want some of this?
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
And then we'll 86 you from Girl Party forever.
Yeah, forever. You'll never come back to a Girl Party ever again.
No, we'll put posters up.
Yeah.
At the beginning of every show.
So just don't even do it. Don't do it or stay home.
It's not worth it. It really isn't.
Simple.
Don't be a fucking dick. Just don't do it. Just come to Girl Party and have fun and be polite and don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be fucking stupid.
Don't be fucking stupid.
But, that's Girl Party.
That's Girl Party. That's Girl Party. That's Girl Party.
When's Girl Party?
When's Girl Party? When's Girl Party?
Girl Party is March 14th.
Absolutely not. It's April 14th.
April 14th. I'm sorry.
March 14th is in like 5 days. Girl Party 3 is on April 14th. We'll be sharing an event page a little bit later on today for everybody that's interested in coming. Cool. It's going to be a great event. Mm-hmm. wanna, let's play a song. All right. So first song I'm going to play is called Down by the Bay, which is by Sabrina Is Not In This Chat. By the way, all of these artists that are performing at Girl Party 3 are also available on Spotify. All right, here we go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to the home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will see.
Listening to Sabrina, I think they're pretty fucking good.
TBH, yeah, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. They sound like they belong on the radio. Or
yeah.
Like, at least, well, KXLU is, you know, I'm not even. We're in K-Chung, we're not in KXLU.
Yeah, this is fucking K-Chung.
Okay, well, you know what? They sound great, and I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, and you know what? They just were on the radio.
Yes, they
Diana,
were.
Diana, they just were.
They just were. So just to erase everything. Let's just start over. Let's just delete this whole episode.
Our lives? Let's delete the episode. We'll start over.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully anybody who's listening can just, like, you know.
Just forget.
Just figure it out, I guess. I don't know.
Just forget.
Don't ever fucking come back.
Yeah.
How about that? All right? Jeez.
I feel kind of shitty right now.
Why?
Because I bought a wig, and I don't know if I should have.
Really? Is it a cool wig?
It's a cool wig, but it was fucking expensive.
Well, it's probably really nice. You just got to treat it really nicely.
Yeah. I guess, okay, I just had to vent about that, because I wanted to tell someone that I feel bad for burning that much money. Okay, anyway, continue.
So
they're good. I like Sabrina.
Yeah, Ricky and I, or Captain Crawdaddy and I, actually saw them perform at this, like, Rarehouse New Year's Eve festival that happened, and they were fucking awesome. Like everybody that was watching them was just going crazy. There was, like, beer all over the place, and, like, mm-hmm. it was sick, you know? And it was just like, fuck yeah, it's, like, three chicks.
Yeah.
It was, like, great. So, yeah, very excited about that.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, my God. All right. Well, who's the next band on our list?
Well, so that was Sabrina is not in this chat. Another band that we're having play is Playboy Man Baby, who's fucking great. They're out of Phoenix. They're going to come here from Phoenix to play Girl Party 3, which is going to be so, so fun. There's, like, fucking six of them in the band, but they're awesome. I'll play a song by them. This is a song called Killer High Life. And once again, it's all available on Spotify.
We'll be right back.
right, that was Playboy Man Baby. And that was the song Killer High Life. Yeah. Yeah. Very exciting shit.
Yes.
Super excited
for that. I'm getting excited for my own show.
I'm getting excited for the show that I'm helping put on. Like, I don't even, like, is this supposed to happen? When you organize something like this, are you supposed to get excited too?
I thought that you're just, like, supposed to hate it the whole time.
Work. Yeah, because it's work.
Yeah.
Right.
But I actually, I'm excited.
Yeah, it gives me hope that there are some elements of life that you can enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. But
in
before
general.
This, I just, you know, there was no joy in my life.
Right.
Until I'm listening to this lineup, and I'm like, damn, I'm excited for once.
For once.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I used to get excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a while, so, you know. You could understand the surprise.
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. This has been the only thing keeping me going for the last couple of months, to be totally honest. So now that it's finally like a month away, we're going to do it. It's going to go great, and then it's going to be over. And then what is there going to be for us? You know, nothing. Really.
I understand. Well, then we just got to do other awesome shit.
I guess we could do that.
Yeah.
I guess we could do that.
Yeah. You know. We could.
If you wanted to. I'll do it. You know what? All right, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll eat it.
I'll eat it.
Also, by the way, I just want to inform everybody that the theme of this event is beauty pageant.
Mm-hmm.
We will be offering a small gift for each person that comes dressed for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just fucking fun, okay?
Yes,
it's a themed event. Just fucking come dressed to the theme. Don't be an asshole.
Don't be, like, a fucking stupid ass, like, oh, I'm too good for this champion. Like, I'm not gonna dress up.
Right.
Why would I? Why wouldn't you, you fucking piece of shit? Just fucking do it! There's a theme! Like, just come! Like, okay, maybe if you're like, I don't have anything to wear. Get a crown or put some glitter on your fucking face. But don't come in and be like, oh, with your fucking hands in your pockets. You know what? I don't have a costume, but can I have a free gift? Or, like, I don't want to dress up. I'm not going to dress up for a party. I don't dress up for anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to dress up for you.
I'm not going to dress up for you.
Just, like, you know what? Take it. Okay. You know, just, like, take the opportunity to just, like, you know, think about your life and be like, you know what? Maybe I should contribute to society and fucking just dress up for this fucking little party and just do it. Just dress up. You're not going to just be a team player and just dress up and get a nice little gift as a reward for all of your fucking effort.
Right. Right. All of the effort it takes to just, like, smear some fucking lipstick on your face and put some glitter on, you piece of shit.
Yes.
Fucking asshole.
Just fucking do it.
Just do it!
just do it.
Do it or don't. Do it or fuck off. Do it or don't fucking come through.
Yeah, okay.
But still come.
Maybe we should just put glitter on people who don't have shit on them.
That's true. We could glitter bomb people that don't fucking come dressed appropriately. We could do that.
Maybe we should do that. Yeah.
Or forget everything we just said, including the glitter bomb part, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so
we're not going to do that. Exaggerating. Just, you know, it'll be fine. Come.
Just getting a little excited.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little excited.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I've been harboring, like, sad feelings, so just let me have this moment of just excitement. Just let me have this. I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
So.
I've been harboring sad feelings?
For decades.
I've been harboring sad feelings, God, I want to say, for the last 23 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
23. 23 years old.
That's your whole life right there.
That's, yeah, it is. Wow. I, you know, when you put it that way, it really makes things a lot more sad.
Well, you know, that's, can't help you there, pal.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, I guess we should go on for the next artist. Who's going to play at the show?
All right, so who we have headlining this show is Celeste, Jesus fucking Christ, Celeste XXX. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I fucking fuck everything up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Celeste XXX. She's awesome. She's fucking nanners and super messy and makes really badass music and also does incredible performance art and makeup. So you guys should definitely check her out, as well as all the other artists we've played. Once more, for the people in the back, this shit is on fucking Spotify, okay? This is a song called Claws, parentheses, Here Kitty Kitty.
Attack, I act on impulse. I scratch, so don't get so close. I've got claws, I am dying, they call me a bad kitty, cause I was them.
Celeste XXX, and the song was called Claws, parentheses, Here Kitty Kitty, parentheses.
That's great.
Yeah, super sick. So fucking excited to see her perform.
You guys, you better come. It's gonna be a fucking sick-ass show, man. I'm fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I'm so excited.
We love weirdos, but we hate creeps, so fucking leave that shit at home, okay? Mm-hmm. Leave that shit at home, or I'm gonna fight you, seriously.
Yes, Shmato will fight you.
I will literally fucking hurt you with my body.
Mm-hmm.
Or my words, yes. Rather.
Dude, both.
Both. I'll fucking insult you at the same time as I dropkick you, so... And I'm good at doing one of those things.
Yeah.
And I'm bad at doing the other. And you don't want to find out which is which. Because either way, you're going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. So.
Physically or emotionally.
Yeah.
You will get your feelings hurt as well as your fucking face.
Yeah. So fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love doing this. I love that so much. I love just like.
I love fighting
fucking
people.
Fucking like antagonizing the people that may or may not be listening to this.
Just dead air. Ooh.
Ooh.
Good times.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Okay, well, the last band, or not the last band, our opening band, actually, which is Waterloo, I'm sure if you listen to this show, you've definitely heard their music already, mm-hmm. because they just had an EP release, yes. just had their EP release show last weekend. It was fucking amazing. So, so fun. They also had Punk Bunny, Neo Galacticus as well played. Really, really great show. Karen Centerfold made an appearance, and it was a combination of amusing and extremely unsettling for everybody that was there, which is good. It's fun. You know, we love that.
Yeah,
we love those, that combination of feelings here at Lowly Days.
I've only heard of this party, and I kick myself every time it's mentioned, and because I wasn't there. I was in Vegas with my family, and I had a good time there, too, but this was a fucking sick-ass show, and I hope I could see Waterloo again very soon.
Well, you will, because Waterloo is playing Girl Party 3.
I knew that, but I also forgot. I knew that in my mind, but right. I forgot that they're, for this second, that they're playing. Because, anyway.
This is one of those times, Diana, this is one of those miraculous times where it isn't too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
It's too good, and it's too true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I need to leave my worries out the door.
Leave your worries behind. Yeah. Throw them out the window.
Please remind me that I need to put that bag in the closet.
Okay, will do, my friend.
Because I feel like I will fucking forget.
But even though we've already listened to Waterloo, maybe we could still play a song by Waterloo.
Sure.
Anyway, play their it's top a great
hit.
Song.
Their top Spotify hit.
Well, they only have two songs on Spotify right now, which is On the Run and Mother Tree. And I'm going to drop Mother Tree because I feel like it fits the vibe of the rest of the music we've been playing a little bit. So here we go. Mother Tree.
Yeah.
right, that was Waterloo. They're fucking great. Captain Crawdaddy is in it, as well as three of our other friends. They're amazing. Check their music out. It was just released on Spotify. It's Mother Tree and On the Run. Mm-hmm. It's the single that they have released on Spotify.
Very good. We need to have them in the studio again for an acoustic set.
Right, yeah, an acoustic set. This is in reference to last time they came on here. We were under the assumption it was going to be an acoustic set, but Captain Crawdaddy, being the ambitious person that he is, decided to come in and just set up an entire like band set and like do it electronically, which proved to be a huge pain in the ass to everybody else involved, who had no idea that that was going to happen.
It was a nightmare. I still feel bad.
It was good, though. I mean, they played well. It was awesome having them here. Something like that is just, like, if we, like, knew ahead of time, obviously it would be fine, but we definitely didn't. But, Diana, did you have some music that you wanted to play?
Yeah. So that was the final band on our set list, and I hope it's persuaded you guys to come through to the show. I guess we'll touch base before we end the show, but, again, it's going to be April 14th.
Yes.
We don't know what time yet.
Yeah, no, doors 8:30. Waterloo goes on. Waterloo. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Waterloo goes on at 9:30, and then so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. We are asking for a donation.
Yes, yes. It's $5 at the door. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, $5 at the entrance. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know, it's like fucking.
It's, think of it as, like, it's not going to us. It's going to, like, the bands.
Yeah.
And it's
just people need everything that we're going to have, like, provided and, like, everything. Whatever. Just, it's a show. You know what I'm saying?
Pitch in. You could fucking... Okay. Anyway, we're going to... I need to stop getting frazzled.
A lot of frustration emanating off of you in this show today.
It's because I bought that wig.
It's okay. You're gonna like it. You'll be happy. Okay. You're gonna find use for it, and then you know what? One day you're gonna spend a ridiculous amount of money on something else, and you're not even gonna remember the fucking money you spent on the wig. You get me?
Yeah. I mean, I bought it for the dungeon, so it's an investment.
And you know what? That's life.
Mm-hmm. That is life. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So back. Okay. I'm gonna play. We have some time left over, so I'm gonna play some more. Or whatever music we want to play. And I've been really into... so a little backstory on this. So last year, Grimes came out with her newest album, which was, I think, Archangels.
Yeah.
And I heard Flesh Without Blood or some shit like that. I
love that song.
And I personally... did not like it because it didn't really, it wasn't like her previous albums, and I loved her baby ooing, like dark, like kind of ghosty music. Yeah. Like I loved it so much, and I'm like, damn, this is amazing. And then I listened to the newest album, and it's like completely not like that. Or I mean, there's some, you know, elements, you know, that are, you know, in the same element, you know, whatever, but it was different. So I got mad and I fucking boycotted that fucking album until 2 months ago. And like, I even wrote posts about it. I'm like, the new Grimes album sounds like a fucking Avril Lavigne album. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand that reference, that connection, because it doesn't make sense. Anyway, so I heard the album 2 months ago by accident when I put her discography on shuffle, and I heard, Butterfly. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then I heard Kill Main or some shit, and that's amazing. And then World Princess something, that's amazing. And another one. Anyway, so I'm going to... It's like four songs like on that album. Anyway, I'm going to play one of them.
Hell yeah.
So I'm definitely eating my words, and I take back what I said about the album. Because it's actually pretty fucking good. And I regret walking away from her live set at FYF last year. Because I could have heard all these songs live, but I was too stupid to know that they were good at the moment.
They're really good live for sure, too.
Well, I totally just fucked myself on that one. Here's some Grimes. Ah! be like,
we'll be right back.
Songs were from the artist Grimes from her newest album Art Angels. The last one was Reality, and the one before that was Butterfly. And I take back all the negative stuff I said about her album from last year. So that was Lowly Days. It is now 5 p.m. We must get off the air because we have another show coming up. But please come to Girl Party.
Please come to Girl Party. Everything is riding on this.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. You're going to have fun. No assholes. Dress up. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Don't
be a little bitch.
Don't be a bitch. Donation is...
$5 at the door.
$5 donation.
$5 to get in. It's $5 donation.
Greatly appreciated if you do donate. Do you have anything else you want to...
Happy late International Women's Day. I'm about to go eat some pizza with my family, which I'm very excited about because I love pizza.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Catch you on the flippity. Mm-hmm. See you next time we have the show. See you on April 14th when we have the show.
Yes. All right.
All right. Later, cuties. Love ya.
Stay golden. Bye.
Bye.